Joanne Irwin of from Donegal is the Assistant General Secretary of the TUI, the Teachers Union of Ireland. Their annual congress taking place from today at the Silver Springs Hotel in Cork City. And Joanne joins us now on Zoom. Joanne, good morning to you.
Good morning, Donal.
It's always Easter week is the week we always get the teacher stories, Joanne. And there are a number of issues being discussed, issues that people will have heard over the past while, the retention crisis, the recruitment crisis, and also reclaiming the profession from bureaucracy. An important time to be having this conference, one would have thought.
Absolutely. I mean, we recently conducted a survey and we found, for example, in the last 6 months, of all the teacher vacancies that there have been nationally, 70% of those vacancies didn't have one teacher applying. So we really are at a teacher supply crisis. We are seeing subjects being lost in school because we don't have teachers. We see now more teachers teaching out of field, which means they're teaching subjects that they're not qualified to teach. So that is really affecting the service that we can provide to students. So we're trying to, you know, we've been saying this for 10 years that the unequal pay that we had post 2011 was going to cause this. A lot of people are, you know, getting their qualification here, going abroad, and then they're not coming back. And we're trying to incentivize those teachers who are abroad to come home. And the only way that we can do that is if we offer them full-time contracts when they come home. And there is the availability there to do it. But we're seeing a lot of employers who don't want to offer full-time contracts or permanent contracts day one. And it's the only way we're going to address this crisis now in the teacher supply issue.
The other issue, of course, is pay, and at least one newspaper making the comparison that if teachers were to get the level of increases that are being sought by the various unions, the amount it would take to fund that would be enough to create 7,000 new teaching posts. Now, presumably, that's 7,000 new teaching posts at current salary levels. Your argument to counter that, I'm sure, not that I want to put words in your mouth, but your counter argument that's going to be, we can't even get teachers now, never mind get 7,000 more.
Absolutely. And for second level teachers in particular, we are now seeing a surge in demographics of that age cohort from 13 to 18. There was a big surge going through our primary schools. That has now hit our second level schools. So we can't get enough teachers to meet the democratic needs, the increase in the students coming into our schools. Never mind trying to do anything else that would enhance the education profession. But we really need to look at it. We're seeing now a lot more teachers leaving the profession early as well, which is a new phenomenon that never happened before. We're seeing people retiring at the age 55. And when we say to them, like, why are you going? They say, it's not because of teaching. We love teaching, but it's the paperwork. It's the admin. It's one initiative after another initiative. And if they could just get back to teaching and learning, you know, the problem would not be as bad.
You do have, among the issues under discussion, as we said, reclaiming the profession from bureaucracy. What's been the cause of that? Is it new circulars coming from, be it Haddington Road or whatever, or is it the lack of secretarial and support staff in schools? I mean, what's at the root of this?
A lot of it is new initiatives that are foisted upon schools from the Department of Education. We've seen, for example, yesterday the minister announced a whole programme around bullying and bullying awareness, which we absolutely welcome. We've no difficulty with that. Schools and teachers have always responded to various societal pressures, but we don't have the management structures in our schools anymore to support that. In schools, there used to be a post structure where people could apply for assistant principal one or assistant principal two. They were all, most of those were pulled in 2009 when there was the crash in the economy, which we understood at the time, although we didn't like it. But we're in a better place now. We need these post structures back in order to support all this administration work that's been foisted upon teachers. If you had more posts, we could have more pastoral care for students and all of that. At the minute, it's just been put on teachers to do for free. And it's not going to work anymore. And we, as I say, we have no difficulty with all these new initiatives if the structures were in schools to implement them.
The housing emergency obviously is going to have a major impact on this. And whatever it's like trying to get teachers in a county like Donegal, I mean, I can imagine there must be schools in Dublin in very, very serious difficulty, because I'm sure there are schools that are trying to get teachers in, but there's going to be nowhere anywhere next or near that school to rent that's going to be coming in at less than 2 grand and more a month.
Absolutely. And I look after a lot of the schools in the Dublin area. It's a huge problem up there. There are subjects that are being lost there, particularly around the areas of engineering and construction studies, where teachers who would normally be teaching these subjects are now going back into the building industry. And we have students there that are doing the Leaving Cert in May and June of this year, and they've had no teacher all year. Like, it is really, really that bad. And in our survey, we found that 84% of those who we surveyed, which were those who joined the profession since 2011, can't get accommodation. And accommodation is the huge factor. Now, in some way, that benefits Donegal because a lot more people are coming to the West, where accommodation, although there still is availability crisis, it is that somewhat more cheaper than it would be to rent if you can get anywhere in Dublin. So the housing emergency will be discussed here at our Congress on Thursday. And we would have a lot of speakers who are just commuting huge distances. We have one teacher, for example, who's commuting every day from Limerick to Dublin. I mean, we talk about a climate emergency. We talk about all of that. Like, that's unsustainable. That's going to be a teacher who's going to burn out very soon and leave the profession. And it's purely because she can't get anywhere to stay around the Dublin or the commuter belt.
We know that, for instance, the INMO last week, the nursing and midwives organisation, was looking at the new children's hospital that's being built beside St James's. Anyone that gets the Lewis from Red Cow into Dublin city centre will pass by that building site whenever they're on the Lewis going in from Red Cow. But they're saying that, look, if we are going to get staff for a new hospital, they're going to have some form of modular housing, cheap housing units available for nurses in the city centre so that people can live in the city centre within walking distance of the hospital they're working in. Is a similar initiative like that going to be necessary for schools, do you believe? Do you think the government needs to be taking maybe a more holistic look at this and saying, well, maybe we need to do something, be it a short to medium term measure, where we can actually create accommodation for the nurses who are going to work in the new children's hospital, for the teachers who are going to teach in city centre schools, and maybe extend it out to other areas, be it Cork, be it Limerick or whatever, and even extend it where necessary to places like Letterkenny, where there is, as you say, maybe the rents are a little cheaper, but there is still issues of availability. And in highlighting Dublin, I don't want to in any way minimise the issues that you're going to get in Letterkenny or Sligo or locally, because there are issues. Let's not hide that fact. I mean, are there going to be initiatives like that needed from government? I mean, is it time for some new thinking rather than sort of saying, well, the market will take care of it, because we've been looking at the market an awful lot in the past couple of weeks and some of what we're seeing is not pretty.
Absolutely. And just to say, look, as I say, look, I have a lot of schools in Dublin. They are now advertising jobs with accommodation. We would never have seen that before, particularly around the areas of schools that may have boarding facilities for students. They're now offering that boarding accommodation. Come here, we'll give you a full-time contract, we'll give you permanent day one, and we'll give you somewhere to live in your first year. Like, that's hugely attractive to a teacher coming back from Dubai or Australia or somewhere like that there to come back in. But there absolutely needs to be thinking around that. And there's not. It's only the schools that can afford to do that that are offering that at the minute, such as the fee-paying schools. You're not going to get that in a disadvantaged school, you know, in the middle of Dublin city centre. But the government needs to think about that. I mean, that absolutely would be like solve an immediate problem. And it is immediate solutions that we need right now, not long-term you know, plans. Like, we know the minister announced an additional places in primary teachers, but that's not going to come on stream for a further 6 years until they're qualified. And to be honest, all that means is more people to go abroad. Like, we're trying to get all of our teachers who are abroad to come back home. And like, one of the things that we're looking at, and I know it was something that Joe McHugh, when he was Minister for Education, like, he was out there trying to get teachers to come home. Though some of those teachers did come home, but only to find out all of their service that they did abroad isn't going to be recognised here. So they're starting back at the start of the scale again. So there are a lot of things that could be resolved literally overnight that would really solve this crisis.
Let's discuss pay, because let's be honest, all the teachers' unions are going to be saying to Norma Foley quite forcefully, I'm sure, over the next couple of days, we need pay increases and we need realistic pay increases. Various figures being mentioned, I mean, figures up to between 10 and 15% and in some cases perhaps even more. Is TUI putting a figure on this in terms of what you're going to be saying to Norma Foley? This is what we need in order to keep the teachers we have and attract more teachers in.
Yes, we haven't put a figure on that at all. We generally don't. I suppose we are currently in the current pay deal, which doesn't run out until December. It's likely that the talks around that pay deal will commence either before the summer or in September. And what we have asked at the minimum is that any pay increases would match inflation, just to keep the cost of living, you know, sustainable. We're not looking for huge pay increases. Like, there's loads of people out there that are completely worse off, and we get that. But we are looking for a match of inflation, and we have not set any figure on that. We generally don't in the TUI, so we just kind of see where things are at the time of those pay talks.
Finally, in terms of, and you travel the country, Joanne, you see what's happening right across Ireland. You see what's happening in Donegal with the ETB schools, your Old Bailey, because it were. I mean, what's your sense of the short to medium term future? Are you confident? Are you wary? I mean, do you believe these issues that you're highlighting can be overcome, and that we can say, look, we have traditionally had an education system in this country that we can be proud of. It always had its issues. It always had its problems. It's going to continue to have issues and problems. Nothing is perfect, but it was always a fairly good system. Are you confident we can get it back to have that sort of respect and to have that reputation that it would have previously enjoyed?
Absolutely. I mean, as you said, we're one of the highest performance education system across the OECD and across Europe. Like, we rank very, very high in all international standards. But we do have a teacher supply crisis. It is not unique to Ireland. It is across Europe. We're seeing it at a lot of European conferences that we attend. But we can see measures that can be implemented tomorrow morning at no additional cost to the state that would really solve this, such as give teachers permanent contracts day one. Give them full-time hours day one. We have teachers down here who are speaking now this week who run 3 hours a week, and they can't work across schools at the minute for various different employer reasons. But that should be resolved. That teacher should get a 22-hour contract and be put where that need is. You know, be that, and I have to say Donegal ETB are actually really good at that. Where there is a need, they do move teachers. And even the whole issue around teacher supply, like certainly in our community comprehensive schools, our voluntary schools and our ETB schools in Donegal, we are very, very lucky in that we are able to plug a lot of those gaps, because a lot of people want to come home. And that's something, even I attend all the student talks in the universities throughout Ireland to encourage them to join the TUI and speak about the profession. But every single place that I go, there is someone from Donegal, and all they say to me is, I want to go home. I want to go back. I want to give back to my local community. I want to go back to my area, because I can see the teachers are part of a school community. And that's really evident, I think, more so in a rural area than elsewhere. So we are lucky in some way that we can shield that locally. It's not the case in some of the other, as you say, the urban areas that I look after. It is a real problem. If there's ever a redeployment scheme, there's a lot of people saying, I'll take this opportunity to get back home.
Norma Foley obviously has been minister for a while now. You've been dealing with her for a while now. Is she a minister that you have confidence in?
Well, that's a strong question. I think everything around the senior cycle reform would certainly make us concerned over various announcements made by the minister. Like, there was an announcement made in March 2022, so over a year ago, that there was going to be reform to senior cycle. We welcomed an awful lot of that reform, but there was an announcement made that the English paper and the Irish paper was going to change. And then for a full year, we heard nothing. And we were begging for consultation. We were begging to get into the door and say, what does that mean? What does that mean? And then only a few weeks ago, we were told it was deferred. So we definitely, look, every minister should consult with the people on the ground who are actually, you know, to implement all of this. And I don't just mean teachers, I mean the students. I mean, we work a lot with the Irish Second Level Students Union, and obviously the president is from Letterkenny as well. And but she needs to listen to the people who it affects and the people who have to implement it. So I think there is an opportunity to do that. I don't think it has happened to date.
Caller says teaching posts are struggling to be filled. It's because they're predominantly temporary, substitute or part-time and not permanent. Who can risk coming home for that? And that really, I suppose, speaks to what you were saying to us earlier.
Absolutely. It's a huge problem. And even if a school, like a lot of people come back and they might get a maternity contract, they might cover for 6 months, but there's no reason why the state can't employ these teachers on full-time contracts and move them around to the schools where there is that need, particularly in areas such as Irish or the sciences or maths, where there's schools that would love to offer chemistry, love to offer PE, for example, and they can't because they may only have 6 or 7 hours a week to give a PE teacher, and there's no PE teacher going to come back from anywhere for 7 hours a week. But there could be 7 hours in one school and 7 hours in another school in order to reach their full-time contract. So that's no additional cost to the state, but it's just kind of thinking, I suppose, outside the box a bit.
Joanne Irwin, thanks indeed for speaking to us this morning. Assistant General Secretary of the TUI.